Good morning, and thanks for joining us on Weekend Edition here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. This week started out hot, and those high temperatures prompted the Vermont Electric Cooperative to send out a peak alert. VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes wrote about that and other news from towns around Vermont this week, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
Amy, what exactly is a peak alert?
It's a warning the co-op sends out to members that have voluntarily signed up to receive alerts via email, phone, or text message. And it lets them know the utility is expecting a spike in usage. And then it asks members to help beat the peak by conserving energy during those peak usage hours.
So what does the co-op want its members to do? Go easy on air conditioning?
That's right. And they suggest easing up on the air conditioners by about 3 degrees and also turning off unnecessary lights and avoiding using major appliances during the peak, like laundry machines and dishwashers.
And how does lightening the load like that help the co-op? Are they worried they won't be able to meet the demand?
No, actually, it's more about controlling rates across New England. Electricity transmission and capacity costs are calculated based on peak usage region-wide. So by lowering electricity usage during the peak, everyone saves.
And in addition to utility rates, you also wrote about tax rates this week.
That's right. This is the time of year when municipal tax rates are set in cities and towns throughout Vermont and the annual tax bills are mailed out.
And I understand there are some changes to the tax bills in Killington?
That's right. Some folks may be surprised at the higher municipal rate in Killington, but there's a good reason for it. At town meeting back in March, the town voted to switch its books from a calendar year to a fiscal year starting July 1st. And as a result, for just this one time, the new tax rate covers 18 months of services rather than 12 months.
I imagine that might cause some confusion.
Yes. So the town's making an extra effort to remind taxpayers of the change. And also, the bills in Killington are being spread out over 4 payments this year instead of 2 payments, as has been the system in Killington.
And this week, you reported on a plan that could potentially save some taxpayer money in Royalton, Sharon, and Tunbridge. What's going on there?
Those 3 towns are considering forming a tri-town rescue squad. So currently the South Royalton Rescue Squad covers emergency services in Royalton and most of Sharon and part of Tunbridge. And if this plan goes forward, then the South Royalton squad would disband, but the same emergency workers would become the first to staff the new tri-town squad.
Is it a done deal?
No, they've drafted a contract between the towns, but before they sign on the dotted line, voters in Tunbridge will have a chance to say whether or not they want to proceed. So they're holding a townwide vote, and that's happening in August. And then there'll be a final informational meeting in Tunbridge at the end of this month prior to that vote.
And finally, there's an old farmhouse going up for sale in Bolton. What's special about that?
Well, it's not just any old farmhouse. It's one of the oldest houses in Bolton, and it's currently part of Camel's Hump State Park.
So tell us why the state is selling it.
The house has fallen into disrepair. A couple of years ago, the state relocated a barn that was part of the property, and the barn isn't being sold. So part of what the state wants to do with the sale proceeds is to continue work to stabilize that barn. And this is actually the 3rd time the property has been put out to bid. It didn't sell when the minimum bid was the appraised value of $126,000. And so the state dropped the minimum bid requirement, but then rejected the 2 bids that came in for being too low. So now there is a minimum bid. It's $80,000, and that's for the house and 30 acres. And the new bid deadline is September 30th.
Can potential buyers go see the house?
Yes. There'll be an open house at the property September 1st.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Mary Carol.
VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com. And we also have funding today from the Trust for Public Land, protecting land and water for people in Vermont and nationwide. TPL.org/Vermont.